really we're focused on, you know, tonight's install. This is a crazy install for us. Just a lot of exotics, and so there's a lot of learning, not learning, reviewing. They had the install back in the OTAs, but frankly, we just focused on getting ready for tonight's practice so we can shift gears and get ready for Cleveland in the morning.
Mike, obviously your young quarterbacks would have gotten a lot of reps. Is there any way you can replicate that for those guys again, or are you just, you have to move forward with getting Aaron and Brett?
I mean, the opportunity's lost. We all know it's disappointing on a lot of different fronts, for our fans, for the opportunity of our young players. You're not going to get it back, so that's not really the focus. The opportunity that they had to prepare to be, the guy for the game, that's a good opportunity for them. And that's something that they can carry forward into the Cleveland preparation.
Mike, why at this point bring us a second long snapper in the camp?
Competition, just something, personnel department is always looking at things and looking at, players that are out there. We've been rolling workout players through here consistently each and every week, and just trusting the process of personnel evaluation and ultimately creates competition.
Can you say if you'll have any pump list guys come back tonight, Mike?
I'm sorry?
Can you say if you will have any players on the pump list get back tonight?
Yes, we're going to have three players returning tonight. Cook, Barrington, and Montgomery. Those three guys will be ready to go. They'll go through the individual periods, and they'll be limited in the team periods.
How is Jared pretty well up to speed?
They're going to go through the individual periods and be limited in team periods.
Not that many, as far as playbook stuff and all that goes, you feel like he's in a pretty good spot?
Yeah, I feel good about where all of our players are. It'd be great to see Jared out there working. I know he's excited about it.
It's been a long journey for Sam Barrington, right? For Sam Barrington to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam was injured obviously week one, and that was a tough injury. So long process back. So I think all these guys are chomping at the bit to get out there, and Sam's ready to go.
Jordy, you getting any closer, Mike?
Man, I thought I gave you so much injury information tonight that everybody feel good about it. So you just gotta never enough.
What about there? Ask about Brett Hundley.
Okay, enough's enough. They're getting better. So.
Coach, you feeling pretty good about your offense going into this game against all the installs? You feeling pretty good about your offense going into this game?
Yeah, I feel good about the work. The schedule we've been on, this is different. Coach Tom Coughlin's here today. I actually just got done visiting with him, talking football. He's obviously working for the league office this year. And it's a challenge to get your team ready. And so you really got to just pay attention to the workload, the amount of fundamental time, really the reps invested in that, to get the game, get the players playing the right way. So, and you may think it's coach speak or whatever, but it's the facts that matter. You have to get your pads set. You got to get them at the right level, and it only comes with repetition and time. And that's really what we're focused on. The execution part of it. Really, Friday night will be our first opportunity to show what we got. So, and that preseason football always had a lot of moving parts to it, but that'll give us a barometer to see not only where we are, but how the newer players are integrating into our system of operations. So, tonight is about finishing everything that we want to get in for the season, the install. And just another great night. I look for a really good night of fundamental work tonight. So this will be, the last of our, excessive practices as far as the time commitment and the commitment to fundamentals. So we need to take advantage of that.
Mike, what are you kind of thinking is the right approach with Aaron? You still only have four preseason games now like you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what's your thought process for how much work you think he needs with a couple of new pieces on offense and Jordy having been gone, et cetera? What do you think?
Quarterback position, obviously, very important, maybe the most important. I think it's important to stay in tune with best for the offense and also balance that what's best for Aaron. So, we're charting his reps and, particularly his throwing. So the five-day period of him being off was by design. So, that, you know, I feel good about where he is. He feels good. But the focus is more on, you know, Brett Hundley and our two young guys. That's the number, the target we need to hit as far as giving those three men the opportunity, the amount of work. So I'm more worried about them three than I am about Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, you commented last fall about Ty Montgomery and just how you appreciated his professionalism and trying to get back on the field. Did you see that same approach from him through the spring?
Oh, definitely. I mean, Ty Montgomery, I mean, hindsight's 20/20. I mean, he fought to get back on the field, and you know, he suffered a significant injury. I mean, his was a lot bigger injury than I think everybody realized. And it's just like a lot of things with injury. You don't really truly know until you go in and operate. So it's great to have him back. He's been diligent. He's been here the whole time. He was diligent trying to get back on the field before he went on IR. And then, you know, he's been just rehabbing like crazy. So, I mean, he's been here through every break, every summer. So just visiting with him shortly. I know he's excited to get out there.
How about Nick Perry? He's a guy who's been dealing with injuries throughout his past two seasons here. Now he's back healthy, running with the ones. Are you kind of excited to see what he can do being healthy and getting those reps and show what he can do?
Oh, definitely. I think we all know what Nick can do. It's just great to see him healthy through the whole period of time. And just what he's able to do in the weight room is so impressive. I mean, he's a big-time talent. You just ask his teammates, you know, and I think it's just it's exciting to see him put that whole year together. So I look for Nick to have a big year.
Mike, what impact, if any, is there not having the starting five on the offensive line together early in camp, really going back in the spring?
That's a good point. You know, starting five, your line play is so critical to your success. The orchestration of everything we do up front, you know, as far as the timing, you know, the footwork and all those things. So it definitely affects everything we do in the run game, and definitely affects everything we do in protection. So you want to get your five offensive linemen repping together as soon and as quickly as you can.
Thank you.